review music, edit audio, and so much more. All the training is provided and anyone can join. To volunteer, email our volunteer coordinator, Noel, at vol_4_cjsf@sfu.ca. Again, that's vol_4_cjsf@sfu.ca. Or you can visit our website, cjsf.ca. It's CJSF 90.1, diverse, independent, and yours.
Welcome, Vanessa, to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Vanessa. I'm from Fast Times, 80s Rock Tribute.
Awesome. And You're also in another band.
I'm in two other bands.
Oh, two other bands. Okay, tell me about them.
So one of my other bands is called Livewire. We're a Motley Crue tribute. And then the third one that I've joined most recently is 4 Degrees. We're a Tool tribute.
Awesome. Okay, and how did you get into music?
I guess I always wanted to sing my whole life, and I didn't grow up in a musical family or anything, so I think it was shortly after high school. I was like, I'm going to take voice lessons, and did that for a little while, abandoned it, and then came back to it like a decade later, and I've been doing it ever since, and just kind of led to being in bands through Facebook communities and stuff. So,
okay, do you have any favorite bands that you like to cover?
Oh, man. I go through phases. I mean, obviously Motley Crue. I would love to do some Skid Row, honestly, but that's crazy hard. But I love them as a band. I really like Alice in Chains. I'm not in a tribute that, or I'm not in any bands that cover that currently, but they're one of my favorites.
And I see you're kind of inked up here.
Yes.
any local artists that inked you up?
They're all local. I think the first one I got was over in Victoria, but the rest of them are Vancouver. A couple of my favorites, you can't really see them through the tights, but these two on my inner knees are by a girl who goes by Wraith on Instagram. Phenomenal, like as a person, as an artist, really great experience. She's an East fan.
Any other bands that you could recommend to listen to?
Okay, there's one, I'm trying to remember what they're called now. A girl that I kind of grew up with, wasn't really in the same circle. She went to a different school, but Weightless.
Yes.
I think she's the bass player, but she also fronts another band called, and I know they've changed names a few times and I can't for the life of me remember now. But anyway, her name is Allie and she's incredible.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Cheesy Ramen.
And I'm Zosha.
Zosha's very tired today, but today we are also taking over for DJ Meddy. Yippee!
Yippee-ki-yay!
Oh, happiness for all the children. We have jobs. This will look good on our college applications.
Yes, yes, yes.
DJ Meddy is totally not dancing in the background. You can't see her. Well, we just did a bunch of
pre-recordings.
Yeah, and we also have music to play. So, Zosha, sorry. Speaketh about this song.
The song's called Love Me Not. It reminds me of just an old friend that, we just lost contact and haven't been able to really reach out to them in a while because I've been busy. And it just reminds me of them every time I hear it, and I guess it kind of goes out to them. It's a great song.
Yeah. They've been really, really dying to play this song for some reason.
Yes.
Yes, and that was Love Me Not by, how do I pronounce that name?
I have no idea.
Oh, that's why you didn't mention it originally.
Evelina? Something like that.
Something like that. We've been mispronouncing names all day, folks. But, since it's just us, we have the freedom to talk about whatever we want. So, Lydia, tell me about some of the deer bones you found recently.
Oh, yeah. I went to an island with my, my best friend that I call my sister, Quinn. We went to Mudge Island, and it was very fun. We went to my favorite beach where I can find bones randomly, and I found a cool little small bone that I'm pretty sure is from a deer, and I forgot to bring it home, sadly, but it was very nice and very pretty, and I was going to put it on my shelf of my other deer bones I found from it, and it was just really nice, but also quite boring on the island, but I had my sister, so we went to lots of beaches and just had a lot of fun.
Oh my god, you need to show me your deer bone shelf. I didn't know you even had that until last week.
I already showed you the only three I have.
Oh my goodness, maybe we should go deer bone hunting sometimes. That sounds like a fun activity.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the most interesting The most interesting thing that I did recently was get, my 11th instrument. I have way too many instruments. My newest one being the violin. Yes, the violin. I've never played a stringed instrument before, but I got a violin off Facebook Marketplace, and this is where I'm going. My mother keeps asking me to play even more whenever she comes home from work, and I'm scared to play because I'm also deathly afraid of the bow fraying. So, any violinists out there, I'd love to hear about your experiences. What are your guys' violin experiences if any violinists are listening to CJSF?
I love violins. I want to learn how to play the violin, but knowing how me trying to learn guitar went, I don't think I can probably do that without shedding a few hundred tears.
Oh, yeah. We were in a little guitar class together as something our school, you know, did. They just taught all the students guitar because why not? And the amount of tears that Zosha shed was crazy. And I learned it very quickly because I have an electric guitar at home. So it was pretty simple, sadly. But violin, I fear it's not that bad. It's not that bad. I feel like I could teach you violin.
That'd be very appreciated.
But another thing that I should teach you is how to draw more.
Yes.
We're both artists, and there are also a bunch of Zosha's uncle's drawings on, you know, the side here. There are a bunch of sticky notes that are apparently drawn by Jacob.
They're beautiful and gorgeous.
And really adorable.
And silly.
What is that? Is that a spider? A beetle? I can't tell.
It's like a mushroom.
I'm scared of arachnid. Well, that's a mushroom. We have two of them here. One of them is like a personified mushroom. It's beautiful and gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, the more people I realize are artists, the more I feel less bad about making every other character I own draw. And that's enough speaking for us, I suppose. So, we'll be back after this short ad break.
This is Bird Note. We know that hawks and eagles have keen vision, and that owls can see in the dark. But what else do we know of the visual ability of birds? Well, most, like us, possess the ability to see color. Yet it also appears that some birds can do humans one better. They can see in the ultraviolet spectrum. Such birds can perceive colors that people can only dream of. Female budgies, the classic pet store parakeets, may choose mates based on how nicely their feathers reflect ultraviolet light. Hummingbirds likely zero in on certain flowers because their petals strongly reflect in the ultraviolet range. The waxy surfaces of many fruits reflect ultraviolet better than nearby leaves, which helps attract fruit-eating birds like these scarlet-fronted parakeets. And it's not just birds that can outsee humans into the ultraviolet range. Bees, butterflies, bats, and yes, probably even rats, have got one up on us in the ultraviolet world. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is sponsored by Bird Conservancy of the Rockies. The world needs birds. To learn more about their work and mission, visit birdconservancy.org.
Oh, and we're back, free to talk once again. I was talking about drawing. I look over and Zosha's immediately drawing on the back of her script.
It's beautiful.
We're not using a script this time, guys. I swear.
Don't worry.
We're being authentic. For the live viewers, you can certainly tell. Next song is by Lemon Demons, Fine. It's a very glorious song that I found because it went popular. I'm so sorry, that's how I find most of my music that isn't metal. But I really like this song because it gives sort of like a nostalgic feel. I don't know, it really, really reminds me of our childhood in a way that I cannot figure out. But it's one of my favorite songs out of this genre specifically.
Everything's gonna be
And that was Afraid of Love by August Moon. Speaking of August, Zosha's birthday is actually in late August.
So yes, my birthday is August 31st. I'm a late baby.
You're a late baby?
Well,
my birthday's in December, but happy early birthday, Zosha!
Yay! I turned 14. Exciting.
Yay, I'm already 14, so I'm better than her.
Aww.
I'm just kidding here, folks. Yep. We're kind to each other.
We're very kind.
Not at all.
Stop lying.
But that last song was actually not chosen by either one of us, but chosen by the wrath of a disc. Because DJ Medi is secretly a ghost, actually. And she guided us towards the CDs. So
she whispered to us. She whispered to
from
us.
From beyond the grave.
Yeah,
woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
She whispered to us and said, pick a CD. Pick one.
And so I just picked some random blues one, and I picked the one with a cover of a Pretty Lady on it.
Pretty Lady.
That's how I picked the majority of my songs, folks. I know, it's terrible.
How could you? Song?
The name of the song, I did mention it. It's Afraid of Love, which everyone our age seems to be nowadays.
They're scared of it.
They're all
so scary. All the hearts and stuff.
Oof. Seriously, somehow, we always run into this thing in our friend group called quote-unquote breakup season, where one person breaks up with their partner, and it just causes a chain reaction.
Just the domino effect of everyone breaking up.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. This is why I just don't. I simply just don't.
Don't date.
Don't do it, folks.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Yeah, Lynn.
I haven't really figured out what I want to do for my birthday, which is quite inconvenient because it's August 21st and my birthday's in 10 days, but I'm probably just going to have a pool party because I have a pool near my house and just go back home and watch a cool movie with my friends.
I can't go in the pool. Or at least right. If I do, I can't be crazy about it because of my piercing.
Or we could just go to Rocky Point because Rocky Point's also a good spot when it comes to birthdays, I guess.
Oh my god, yeah.
That'd be wonderful.
Michael's birthday was literally just a picnic by that park behind the 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
so
just go down the street.
Just chill vibes. You know, nothing too big. Maybe we'll get a few dozen raccoons headed towards your way.
Oh, I love raccoons.
Come on, talk more about raccoons. Talk about the little trash pandas.
The little trash pandas? I love little trash pandas. I used to live up in, like, East Hill, and it was actually really nice there, and, like, we lived in, like, I think the second floor, or, like, third. I don't really remember. I'm pretty sure it was the second floor. And, like, we had our own, like, little patio, and there was, like, this little cute raccoon guy that would come up to our little patio and, like, kind of look into the door, and my dad used to feed him, and he'd always come back. And he was so sweet because he was so cute and he'd always eat. And my dad was so happy because he also loves his little trash pandas. He's the one that got me into them.
Aw, that's so adorable.
Yeah.
Aw, I see why you love trash pandas so much.
Well, anyways, moving on. We're playing the song Wet by Daisy and the Scouts.
Lydia apparently had this as, like, her anthem. And it also happens to be a song that I used to listen to, like, every day of summer break in 2024, so.
Is it clicking?
Yeah.
And then turn it
off. So now, bye.
I'm not afraid to die.
Welcome back.
Well, it's time to say goodbye, sadly. So, thank you all for listening. I'm Jesus.